Because we're all storytellers. We all have a unique lens in which we perceive the world, and share that, let it out. You know, even if it's writing it down, don't be scared of what is going to be put down on that piece of paper, because when you start to write it out, you are literally releasing it from your body.
This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. I am your host, Ava Johanna, and I am coming to you from Tulum, Mexico at Soulcation Retreat. I am so excited because the moment I stepped off this plane, I just felt so aligned, at peace, and present with where I was at, which is perfect for today's episode because our guest, Jordan Taylor Wright, goes into this entire philosophy behind the present and the power of now and consciousness and what it really means to be human. So I'm really excited for you to listen to this interview. Jordan is someone that I've followed for a very long time and have looked up to from a creative perspective because he is so talented and everything he creates evokes this emotion in you that you can't even understand where it comes from, but every video that he creates, you feel like you're there and a part of it. And it's just such a beautiful feeling to find someone that is able to create that for you. So I hope that when you hear him talk, you get that same understanding and that same emotion that I feel whenever I see his work. In other news, if you haven't already entered our giveaway for the podcast launch, then I don't know what you're doing because it is the best giveaway ever. So over $2,000 worth of wellness products, and I'm going to list all of them out for you again. I didn't last episode because my mouth was dry and it's so many products, but I have my water bottle here with me right now and we are good to go. So one lucky person is going to be getting products from Vital Proteins, Four Sigmatic, Suja, Bulletproof, Epicurin, Wanderlust, Aura Organic, Conscious Coconut, Seed Phytonutrients, Clear Stem, Fourth and Heart, Vegan Resort Wear, Koa Swim, Globin, Mala's with Love, Urban Nectar, Berlin Skin, Mountain Rose Herbs, Sunday Scaries, Live Vessel, 1502 Candle Co., and Chosen Foods. Holy crap, guys. Is this not the best giveaway ever? I am so excited and so grateful for all of the brands involved. I've linked their website as well as their social media in the show notes so you can go check it out and get just as excited as I am for the announcement of the winner, which is going to be on July 2nd. So the next episode. Stay tuned and make sure to listen into that. All you have to do to enter is subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And for an extra entry, if you would like to, you can take a screenshot of your review and post it up on your Instagram story and tag me at Ava Johanna. Good luck to absolutely everybody that enters. I am so excited for you and can't wait to be able to share all of these amazing brands. But without further ado, let's jump into the episode because I know that you guys are going to love it. Welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. Today's guest has been a longtime creative role model of mine. Jordan Taylor Wright, founder of Taylor Cut Films, is a creative director and filmmaker based out of Los Angeles, California. Taylor Cut Films is a production company and creative agency specializing in music videos, commercials, and films. Over a 10-year span, Taylor Cut Films has worked and created original content for artists such as Usher, Justin Bieber, Jennifer Lopez, and The Chainsmokers. Jordan and his team are currently creating ad campaigns with renowned brands such as Bose, L'Oreal, American Express, and Marvel. Jordan's first book, Forever in the Infinite Now, was just released yesterday and tackles topics on self-inquiry, consciousness, and our very existence. He is living proof that you can truly alchemize your life and holds an immense amount of wisdom that he graciously shares through his digital channels and his work. I am so excited to jump into all things creativity, spirituality, and consciousness with you. So let's go ahead and get started.
Thank you for that introduction. That was amazing.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You've been inspiring me for a while. I think the very first time that I had
experienced your work was The Theory of Everything. And I think that was maybe a couple of years ago that you had created that. And it impacted me on such a deep level. Like, I felt it in my bones. I felt like I was there with you as you created it and as you experienced it. And I think that what's so powerful about that is that you evoked true emotion. And sometimes that's really hard to teach. So how did you come about being able to create emotion in your work? Was it something that was natural to you, or did it come with your film school?
Yeah, it's always natural. And then you kind of hone the tools and the skill set through film school or whatever, you know, practice you go about doing it. But film always resonated with me, or video making as an art form. Watching movies was always the strongest medium where I felt the most teleported and connected and on a spiritual level. Because for me, creativity is being in a state of meditation, and it's channeling. It's a way of creating something larger than yourself, because you're not as your ego self creating the art. Whether it's dance, you become the conduit and your body is the vessel and the instrument, or singing or painting. And for me, it's making videos. And ever since I was young, I'd say probably middle school, I picked up an old VHS video recorder that my dad had purchased that I found laying in the garage. And I would just film me and my friend skateboarding at the time. But all I wanted to do was show my perspective of how I saw the world and how it felt to be within this body and vessel that I was living in, and try to make it, you know, if it was a song that resonated that day or something that almost was a soundtrack to my life, I would put some visuals on top of that. And that pairing would allow other people, hopefully, to get a sense of what it felt like to look through my lens and my perspective. And I wanted to do it every single day since middle school and high school. I was fortunate enough that my high school offered a video production class when I was a freshman. So I learned Adobe Premiere, which I had otherwise not been familiar with. So it taught me how to do video editing. And then I learned how you can splice specific clips together and color it a certain way, and how you can piece different elements together to really make it the most representative of how you're feeling. So it's just a willingness and a vulnerability to express yourself and not care or conscientious of how people are going to react to it. So whether it's, you know, funny videos or travel videos or however I'm feeling within that moment, I'm the most authentic expression of how I'm feeling. And it's whether it's pairing it to music or dialogue or sound design or whatever it may be. It's just all I really know is how to do it the most true way that I know how. So I would just put different clips together, certain images that stuck out to me when I'm traveling. You know, everyone is looking through a different lens. Although we have the same light passing through all of us, we have different lenses in which we perceive it. So I want to show the world and people how I see it through my lens. And traveling is an amazing way to do it, because then it opens you up. And while one person may be in a certain scenario and be focusing on, you know, their feet and hands, another person could be looking at the trees and hearing birds. So I just know how to piece it together in a way that is true to me without thinking of how other people may perceive it or how other people may see it. And thank you for saying that about The Theory of Everything, because that was the first trip that I went on with my girlfriend at the time, Melissa. And it was an expression of love of what it felt like to be in Hawaii and traveling and just being in a Jeep, and what that felt like in that moment of time. And then just taking these different video clips and then putting music that felt like what the trip felt like, and then allowing it to be that. And then it's awesome to hear that someone like you can watch that and be like, oh, I feel like I was there in Hawaii, and I feel that love, hopefully, that was there. And that's what's super exciting about filmmaking and just art in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after I watched it, I told my fiance, babe, I need to go get a camera with 120 frames per second. I've like watched all of your little tutorials, or not little tutorials,
that's
but your
awesome
tutorials online. And I'm just like, I want to be able to do this. And I think that it takes a really open mind to be able to create in that way. So when you are creating, does it kind of almost feel like you're just channeling? And sometimes you might not even like remember what you had done over the past like 30 minutes, hour, 3 hours.
Yeah. Yes and no. I'm always cognizant of what's happening, which again, I feel like is what your conscious awareness is you are aware of that. You're perceiving what's happening, but you know you're not controlling it. So yeah, when I'm editing, it's where I feel the most hands off in a funny way, but yet also I have the most control in terms of what is being created through my body, because obviously my body is the vessel in which I get to click the buttons and all that stuff. But at the same time, I know it's stress-free. It's I'm not trying to create it. I just sit down and I go, all right, let's let this expression come through me. And then I get to, you know, all of a sudden when the song is in the timeline and I start getting goosebumps because it's resonating within my very core. And then I get to find the shots that when I look at it, I feel like I'm there, and it looks the way that it looked when I was there, or it feels the way that I want someone to look at the screen and be like, oh, they're going to feel very immersed in this because of like how, you know, how beautiful the ocean is, and then how it rack focuses to somebody's face, and that's like telling the story. So I've always been aware of how people will perceive what's happening on the screen, because it's beautiful too, because you get to, when you're watching something, you're kind of dictating what people are looking at. If it's a close-up of someone's face, that's what they're seeing. So then it's about them putting context to it. So if you want to start with just a close-up of someone's eye and you just hear the ocean in the background, that alone could start to set a scene. And then they, you know, you'd be like, oh, I feel like I'm by the beach and I see an eye. Now where are we going with this? And it's like, oh, this is one person's perspective. Now let's show a wider shot of where they are. And then you get to really just, it's about telling a story. And when I'm editing, it's I feel like I'm creating a fairy tale. I grew up watching Disney movies like a lot of people do, but that was such an amazing way to untap my creativity when I was young. And I joke around, but I look at the world like a Disney film. I can picture birds flying and singing and magical creatures, and the stars are out and beautiful sunsets. That's just how I see the world. I choose to see it through the lens of a fairy tale. And then hopefully within my videos, be able to give people this sense of wonderment and something larger. And even if they can't touch upon it consciously, it's amazing reading comments being like, when I watch your videos, I feel like I'm transported into another world, or I feel like I was hypnotized for like a few moments in time, or I felt no stress when I was watching. And that's ultimately the intention behind it, is to give people this sense of imagination and wonderment. And without them even knowing, they're just being in a state of meditation. They get to just see what it's like to be in someone else's perspective.
Yeah, I love that. So jumping around a little bit, you just released your first book, and it really explores topics relating to the human experience and that question that we all face at some point, which is, why am I here? So what advice would you give to those that are struggling with that question right now? Because I know that there's a lot of people out there that haven't been able to awaken this sense of consciousness in them yet.
Yeah, you're here to love. We are love. Love is our state of being. And we've been programmed through society. We've been programmed with an ego, essentially. And what the book touches upon, it's broken into three chapters, and it's, which people have spoke about before, which is that we're the harmony of our mind, body, and spirit. And what that actually, the way I perceive it and the way it helps me understand who we are and why we're here is, people can relate to computers nowadays because I feel like we live on our phones. So our mind is our computer, and it's a way of processing and decoding information. Literally, light is bouncing off of this table, going into our eye. It's being processed through our brain, and then we go table. But just like a computer, we have an operating system, and our operating system is our ego, and our ego is any notion of self. So your age, your gender, your name, your sexuality, all of that is your ego. And that gives you a separation from the other, because if I am Jordan, who's 29, who's a man, then I am not able to see myself in you, because I have a notion of a construct of who I am. But when you get to, just like a computer, reboot your operating system or reprogram your operating system to being that of nothingness, but by nothing being no thing, you just no label, and you hold the capacity to be everything. And scientifically, we are everything. The Big Bang occurred, And we all came from that. We are made of the stars. We are made of the trees. We are made of the oceans. We are literally made of the same materials as everything in the universe. So when you get to strip back all of that and just not allow it to just be notions, just to, you know, because to some people that may sound like poetry, to be like, I am the stars, I am the trees. But it's to understand at your core that we are nothing and everything. When you look into another person's eyes, you see a mirror reflection of your own soul in that individual. Then that is the true essence of who we all are. We're having a collective hallucination together. When we're sleeping and dreaming, it's the same as when we're awake, except for our consciousness is now functioning when we're awake. So we are now perceiving it through the lens of Jordan. So right now I'm perceiving my dream through the lens of Jordan, and you're perceiving your dream through your own perspective. But then if we get to strip that away, then we get to have this collective hallucination together, and based upon your frequency, how you're feeling. So if you want to feel happiness, just like this, your life is your movie. So if you want to see something happy, if you want to see a fairy tale, you hold the space to see that. And all of a sudden, that's what you actively manifest. You even said, you're like, I feel like I manifested this interview. And it's like that happens because it happens based on how you're feeling. So if your intention is to feel good without trying to gain, knowing that at this current state, in this moment right now, everything is perfect. The whole universe is in harmony. Everything is happening the way it should. And you just get to come to accept that. Then you're living your true essence. You're living your dream. And then all of a sudden everything starts to manifest and become in alignment, and you get to be aware that it's all in alignment and it's effortless. So the true nature of who we are and why we're here is that exact reason. It's to be aware of the fact that we are living a collective hallucination together, and it's divinity on earth. We are all extensions of divinity. We are light. We are the light that's passing through us, and we get to witness it. And you can tap into it in different moments. Whether you're, again, doing art, you realize that you're channeling something greater than yourself. You're channeling the vision that's happening, that you're seeing within your mind's eye, that you're seeing within your third eye when you close your eyes and you see this imagination. That is what art is, but that's real. Then you just get to bring it into like the third dimension by painting it or writing it or singing it or dancing or whatever it may be. But yeah, art is just, you're then manifesting it tangibly into this third dimension. But we're all operating in a higher dimension, we're witnessing it, just whether you want to come to be aware of it or not. And if you're struggling with it right now, then find what truly makes you happy and continue to do that as often as you can without feeling that society has a stronghold on what you do. You know, you don't have to work a 9-to-5 job. And then, you know, you can boil down everything. You could have a conversation within your own mind, be like, no, I have to work a 9-to-5 because I have to pay bills, because I have to do this. But then if you strip all of that away and just go, I'm going to feel good today, my intention is just to feel good, everything will then fall into alignment. So just, you know, whether it's focusing on your breathing or doing yoga or meditating or any type of art that feels true to you, those are the steps to head in the direction of living in a state of meditation or your consciousness. So that way you don't feel stressed or anxious, because again, just being stressed is you're either thinking about the past or the future. Mm-hmm. So by living in the now, and everything's here, everything's currently happening. So
yeah, that's awesome. I think that a couple years ago, I decided that I was going to make my goals all emotion-based rather than, strict, specific deadlines and whatnot that I wanted to achieve. And the second that I started doing that, that's when things started expanding, and it wasn't so specific. All of these things, the universe was showing me an infinite amount of opportunities and ways that I could feel happy, that I could feel joy, that I could feel love. So I think it's super powerful to just make that statement, I want to feel good, I want to feel happy, rather than trying to be so definitive with what that looks like.
Yeah, or just say, like, I allow myself to feel happy, because it's your base frequency, you know? It's not an external journey, it's an internal journey. So it's everything that you could possibly want is currently within you. So rather than saying, I want this, because there's nothing left, there's nothing to want. Just knowing that in your current position, everything is perfect, and then being like this, I am in complete bliss right now. Everything that I could possibly want, I have. And then from that, all of a sudden, these amazing opportunities arise that you could have never planned, because you're just holding the space to feel good. Yeah, and it's simple. It's just we've kind of been programmed to, unfortunately, think otherwise, but you get to reprogram yourself. And just as your mind is your computer, your body is a hard drive. It's a beautiful hard drive, but it stores all information. So anything that you're not fully processing within your mental body, you'll store in your physical body. So if you have aches or pains, that's what being in a state of flow is within yoga. It's just, you know, you're moving your body in the way that you get to free blockages. So just be in tune with that. Love your body fully. And if you have a pain in your right knee, stretch through it. And then, you know, maybe you're holding tension from something that you haven't processed, an old memory. So once you're in tune with your mind and your body, then you get to be that of your spirit, and you get to perceive the world as the universal light that's in everybody. So yeah,
our bodies are incredible tools for communication. When I was working a 9-to-5 job, I had migraines every other week, and it was like clockwork. I knew when they were gonna hit, and I'd have them for 48 hours plus. And I was miserable, and I had no idea what was wrong. And I went to the doctor trying to see what was wrong with me. And when I finally quit my job and decided to travel the world, that's when they went away. Didn't need anything else. So it was just listening to my body. And now I know that when I get a migraine, it's because I've taken on too much, and I need to redirect my energy into different areas. So it's really powerful to have that awareness.
Yeah, and tuning into your breathing. It's how often do we realize... How often do we have a mindful breath throughout the day? And just because that puts you in tune with your mind and body. Because again, we are operating from a mind so often now, because we have come almost to live our lives like computers. How often we're on laptops and phones. So to just tune into your breathing and just feel your stomach expand fully when you breathe in, and then feel your stomach contract when you breathe back out, and just focus on the breath going all the way in and all the way out. If you do that for 30 seconds, all of a sudden every thought that you were consumed by that was giving you a headache or whatever it may be, it slowly slips away. And then, yeah, you're just becoming in tune with your body, and you're grounding yourself. And that's a simple way to remove yourself from your thoughts. And then other than that, it's art and, express yourself, because we're all storytellers. We all have a unique lens in which we perceive the world, and share that, let it out. You know, even if it's writing it down, don't be scared of what is going to be put down on that piece of paper, because when you start to write it out, you are literally releasing it from your body. So it's another amazing way to do it. But everyone has a unique story to tell, and I hope everyone has the wantingness and the courage to do so, and the vulnerability, because being vulnerable is not a negative place to be. It's a strong place to be fully open, and nothing can harm you when you're vulnerable, because you are already everything. You're perfect the way you are. So if anyone tries to do wrong by you, it's not within your alignment, but no one can take anything from you that's not already truly yours. So yeah.
So at what point in your career did you have this aha moment that really allowed you to tap into your consciousness and to share it too?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a specific moment per se, but the more I continue to create my art on a day-to-day basis, the more I moved in the direction of knowing what felt good. So where I used to create art for, say, companies, and I would bend my vision a little bit to be like, you know what, I'm gonna, for this specific brand, maybe they have notes and they have feedback, and I'll make these changes for what they're wanting. I slowly realized that this doesn't feel 100% good for me. And then allowing myself to move away from that and be like, I'm gonna create for myself, and having faith that if I created for myself with intention to express myself honestly for other people to see a beautiful mirror reflection of honesty, then success would come from that. And then everything then started to come into alignment. And then I got to create with the type of people that shared the same vision. So, and then in terms of the spirituality path, it was, I studied psychology when I was in school, and I always wanted to understand why we would think certain things and why other people would think, you know, getting to the root and the derivative of why you think something and where it stems from. Does it stem from sadness, or does it stem from anger? Does it stem from fear? And then learning that it all stems from the ego. And then when you get to remove your ego, then that thought process disappears completely. And then spirituality came in with meditating and yoga and learning how to be in a place of not thinking, and then realizing what your conscious awareness really is, and getting to observe everything that's happening around you. And then just, it's a practice like anything else. It's not, you know, one day all of a sudden you wake up and you're Buddha. You slowly get to come into it and then learn how to hold the frequency, because we are batteries. And notice when you're drained, or and when you need to, you want to retreat into yourself and take time to breathe and be alone. And because you can only be of service to other people when you are fully in love with yourself, and you feel full within yourself, and you feel complete within yourself. So allow yourself to feel fully in love within your own being, because then that's the only way that you can live 100% of your life. Yeah, so don't give too much of yourself, because even if your intention is to help others, we can't change other people. All we can do is be a mirror reflection. So then, you know, take the time for yourself to learn what feels good and how you can love yourself completely, and then all of a sudden your external reality will be of that. So yeah.
So that leads me to my next question, because I completely agree, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. But oftentimes we look at the mind, the body, and the spirit as these separate entities, when really they should be treated as one. And so usually people will go and medicate or try and fix it. Why do you think that we need to approach it from this space of oneness of the mind and the body and the spirit?
It's because we are, like you just said, we are that. So even if you try to fix, plug a hole in one, there will be a leak in the other. So even if you're taking medication to fix your mind, to numb thoughts or stress or anxiety, because you're unable to live within the present because there's past memories that are haunting you. If you're going to intake prescription medicine to try to numb that portion, you're not taking care of your body. So you are the harmony of all three. So that's why diet is so important. I've been plant-based for 2 years, and I got into it because I was around people that were plant-based. So I decided to make the shift as well. And I noticed immediately a change in how I felt and how my mind felt. It was a combination of the two. I was able to think more clearly based on what I was putting into my body. We're beautiful. We're the most complex machine that exists within, you know, this earth. We are a functioning machine, a very beautiful DNA oriented machine, and we are what we eat. So just as a car, you wouldn't put water in the gas tank and when it's meant to run on gas. I believe in electric cars, but for the sake of the analogy, and then expect it to operate and function the way it's supposed to. The human body is a plant. We're meant to, you know, water and sunlight and plants and fruits and vegetables and things that come from the earth. That's what we're meant to run off of. So, you know, if you're intaking artificial foods, or you're intaking, honestly, meat that is, we're no longer carnivorous creatures, then you're not going to be able to run. You're not going to have that energy, and you're going to be lacking of sustainability. So taking care of your body it's the greatest tool that we have. So if you're taking care of that, it's then going to take care of your mind as well. It's going to open it up completely because, you know, when you are stretching or you're freeing these blockages, it really does open you up to a whole nother state of being. So, taking care of it because it's really important. So take care of all aspects of your being, not just trying to put a Band-Aid on one portion of it with the hopes that it's going to magically fix it because it's beautiful to go through that. It's beautiful to go through the pain because pain is fear and it's the ego's fear of not existing anymore. That's the root of where everything comes from. Everything comes from the fear of death, the notion of the ego not existing anymore. But when you learn that you're not your ego, you no longer operate from fear, and then you no longer have pain. So then you get to live in the space of love and infinity because you realize that the light within you is going to continue to pass into forever. Energy never dissipates scientifically. It continues forever. So the light that's within us will continue to shine forever. It just won't be associated with our ego. And once you learn to accept that, that's beautiful because then death is birth. They're one and the same, you know, yin and yang. You can't have one without the other. Death and birth, fire and water, moon and sun. It's just from our perspective that they're separate. The sun and the moon are still out right now. It's daytime, nighttime. There's no difference. Just to our perception, there's a difference. Same with life and death. We're in the constant state of life and death right now. And you're in the harmony of that. So if you get to remove the notion of fear and pain by removing your notion of your ego, there's a lot of ways to do it. And I touch more on it in the book as well, because it really walks you through the notion of your mind, body, and spirit. And then practices, you know, breathing exercises, looking within the mirror and mirror work. You can look within your own eyes with intention of separating yourself from your ego. And you can watch your face morph into everyone you've ever met. Because we are, again, hallucinating our perception of ourselves. The way we think we look is different than other people perceive us. So when you really look into the mirror, you can watch your face morph. And that's a beautiful way to disassociate yourself from your notion of who you are. And there's other exercises and questions you can answer within the book as well. So I hope it's a tool for people to use to live in this state of now and in the state of conscious awareness, because that's who we really are.
Yeah, and I think people want to, they just don't know how. So having resources available is really empowering for them to be able to take it into their own hands and explore what it really means to be human. Mm-hmm. So on the topic of fixing, there's also a sense of surrender that's needed. So how has surrender impacted your career and just your entire personal journey?
One, it's removed any negativity and stress and pressure, because when we all at some point have that feeling of I need to do something, I need, and you that sense of not being content. So surrendering is essentially just laying in a river and having faith that you're floating in the direction of where you're supposed to be going and that you're completely at peace. And it's affected my state of being, my happiness, but then my art as well, because I am able to be quote unquote more productive because I know I'm not doing it, or I don't feel forced to do it. So it's, you get to perceive the world through the eyes of creativity when you have surrendered the notion of control, because everything you look at is then creative. You look at the world with a new lens. So you can see a tree and you can be like tree, or you could see a tree as a creature that is dancing in the wind, and then a bird lands on it, and all of a sudden you have this whole new notion of what it looks like, and then you get to express that, and you get to show that. And same with every interaction you have, you get to witness the world in a whole new way. And it's affected my art and my storytelling and what I want to do with my life and the website I created and intent on. It's a place where The slogan's removing I from the intention, and it's a place where Taylor Cut University is going to be, which is courses how to do photography and videography and how to maintain creativity, and gives people tools to use my video filters and photo filters. And that's where the book is, and a TV series that I'm coming out with. And it's all new original content that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to have created if I was constantly just feeling like I needed to follow a specific path that has already been set for me, and following the footsteps of other people, being like, okay, I need to work with these brands to make this money, and I need to do this to do that. And then you release control and you surrender, and then all of a sudden it's like a yellow brick road unfolds in front of you, and it's something you could have never seen if you continue to live from a perspective of what you want to happen based on past experiences. You release all past experiences, they're gone. It's, you value them, but they're no longer there. And then don't hold on to a future projection of what you want to happen, because you're taking the infinite possibilities and breaking it into one finite situation. So it opens up infinity for you. So that's something we all get to come to within our own alignment and pacing and timing. But it starts with just holding, again, the frequency of not feeling stressed or anxious, and learning, allow yourself to relax and truly relax and not feel pressured in society, especially in America. It's like you can't feel relaxed. You should be working. You should be productive. But how are you being productive if you're stressed? That makes literally no sense. So allow yourself to hold the space to be at peace, and then you become more productive from that, because then everything is effortless, because you're not the one doing it. You just get to witness life as just this really beautiful, effortless dance. And it's hard to put into words, but it allows you, through art is honestly the easiest way to do it. That's why I'm a big advocate for people expressing themselves any way they can. You know, everyone's an artist.
Yeah. So in a tactical sense, how can someone become aware that they have a grip on their life or on a certain situation?
Their words or their thoughts. So if you're thinking, if you're saying I need to at all in your life, then you have an attachment to something, because you don't need anything. So being mindful of the words you're saying is very important. And just if you don't know if you're feeling stressed or anxious, just start writing. Writing's a beautiful way of just getting in tune with your thoughts, because 9 out of 10 times you're probably in your own head having a dialogue that isn't going anywhere. So if you don't know how to kind of step away from that chaos that's happening, then start writing it down, and all of a sudden you'll free yourself from that. And then you could even go back and look at it, and you can look at what you were caught up with, and then how, and then you slowly get to move away from that. And then if you don't have a meditation practice or you've never done it before, just literally focus on your breathing and just be cognizant of your breath, or stretch. And if you start to feel pain, breathe through the pain, and knowing that it's going to pass, and knowing that there is truly no such thing as pain. It's your perception of it. So if you learn how to breathe through it and come to accept it and love it, then you're just freeing up more space for love. So those are kind of some simple ways, and it seems unrealistic to some people. They go, no, you're always going to have some unhappiness, or you're always going to have some stress, or you don't have to. And those are some practices. And again, I'm not just saying this because I wrote it, but the book really helped me learn how to rid myself of this weight that I thought I needed to carry. And reread it, and it has breathing exercises. It has awesome illustrations by Rebecca Reitz, who's a beautiful artist. So there's stuff to look at that could help. And then there's exercises and questions, and find your own practice.
I think it's really powerful to be writing a book because you get to put yourself in the position of the student again as you go through writing it. So mm-hmm. it really is writing it for yourself as well as writing it for other people.
Yeah.
And I love the different tips that you gave as far as being able to build your awareness on where you control your life and how you can move out of this place of control and come back to surrender. Yeah. So if there's one powerful concept that you've learned and discovered throughout the years of your creating and tapping into your mind and meditating, what would you say that is? And what would that thing be that you would tell your 21-year-old self, or really any 21-year-old?
Yeah, that everything is happening as it should, mm-hmm. which is... again, a notion that may be hard for some people to fully believe in, but that comes in the notion of surrendering again. And it's true. We are, based on our internal frequency, it creates our external reality. So if a perceived closed door situation happened where you really wanted something to happen and it didn't, or someone wronged you, or you broke up with someone, or one of a million scenarios that you can be upset about, learn to accept that it happened because it is exactly what is supposed to happen. And we could either learn through sadness and pain and fear, or we can learn through love and beauty. And rather than being upset that it happened, be happy that it happened at all, and just accept everything that happens within your life, and knowing that it's exactly the way it's supposed to. And then you get to witness that exact notion, because the more you come to accept and surrender, the more beautiful opportunities will continue to arise that you never would have been able to expect. And then you'll notice them more, because it's happening always, whether it's a chance encounter with a stranger in a conversation, or finding something on the ground, or getting an email that you always wanted to, or just, again, infinite possibilities. Just the more you live in a state of gratitude or thankfulness, being full of thanks, just what's helped me is if I do feel overwhelmed, I'll just, in my own head, I'll say thankful. I'll just say the word. And what that literally means is you're full of thanks, because there's infinite reasons to be thankful. I'm breathing. The sun is shining. I just got back from Bali. There's everyone has their own different situation of why they are thankful. Maybe you have beautiful kids, or maybe you, your parents, or you just got to have a delicious dinner, whatever it may be. There's a reason to be thankful. And then allow that to be your state of being, and just have thanks. And then all of a sudden, more amazing reasons to be thankful will arise. And it's life is an echo. Whatever you put out, you get back. Yeah, whatever you see in other people is what you're seeing in yourself. So realizing that you're looking into a mirror reflection of your own state of being. Every time you have a conversation, you're looking into a mirror. So that's a beautiful realization to have as well. Yeah, hopefully those two kind of tips can help people just operate, because each moment, that's all that really exists. So just live within that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you talk about breath work and meditation and a gratitude practice. Do you have any daily non-negotiables that you have to do in the morning or at night to make sure that you're set up for a good day?
No. I mean, I used to meditate every morning, or I'd wake up and intentionally not check my phone or not check social media, and I would sit and just breathe or put on meditation music and just focus on my breathing and maybe visualize sitting on a park bench and just seeing like kind of what arose from there, and just focusing on my breathing or stretching, and then kind of go into my day. But now it's I live so in the moment that each day is vastly different and new. Each moment is so new that I just go into it with acceptance of it is what it is, and it is what it's supposed to be, you know? Yeah, like this time, quote unquote, yesterday, I was in Bali on a motorcycle, and now I'm sitting here speaking, and then tomorrow morning, I don't know. So those beautiful opportunities only are able to come to you when you are open for them to come. So if you have a set routine is good if you are deprogramming, but then realizing that, like, don't get caught up in the routine and don't get caught up in any form of attachment, because then you're adding a program with a program. So yes, some programs are better than others, you know, like drinking alcohol every night to feel good is definitely not as good as making sure that you're trying to meditate every night. But then at the same time, know that a crutch is a crutch. So just know what you're holding on to. I used to want to drink coffee every morning, and I have nothing against coffee, but I knew that the reason why I was drinking it was because I felt like I couldn't be awake without it. So I learned how to not drink coffee in the morning, not because I didn't like the taste of it or not that I didn't like this effect that caffeine had on me and my body, but I didn't like feeling that if I didn't have it, I couldn't feel as good as I wanted to. So removing all of those external stimuli that we kind of hold on to feel good, you then just learn that home is wherever you are. You hold home within you, and home is that feeling. We all know that, like, feeling of home, of like, I'm home, I'm at peace, everything's good. You can bring that everywhere. You can bring that sitting on the subway with people yelling all around you. You can be home. You can be home whether you're on the street corner waiting in line at the DMV, whatever scenario that you think is the least peaceful. You can hold that space of home wherever you go if you know that everything you possibly want is within yourself, and just slowly come to that at your own pace. And certain practices are amazing, like the breathing and whatever it may be, but just, we all know ourselves. It's just, don't be honest with ourselves.
Do you do any different types of breath work besides just the deep belly into the breath into the, or into the deep breath into the belly, into the chest?
Yeah, there's a couple other exercises in the book, like alternate nostril breathing, which is really great because the right side of our body is our masculine side and the left side is our feminine side. So you may even notice that you feel different during the day than you do at night, because it's like the sun is our very masculine power and the moon is our feminine power. So if you're not in tune with one or the other, you can almost feel that kind of notion of schizophrenia where you feel like two different people. So alternate nostril breathing kind of balances that, because you are kind of going between both sides of your body, and it removes you from your mind. So that's another breathing exercise, or breathing in for four count and exhaling in an eight count is another way of doing it. But now I just know when I'm thinking, I just know when a thought is arising, and I will focus on my breath, or I'll say in my own head, I remove any negative thoughts, mm-hmm. and I'll separate myself from it, because I've just become more consciously aware of what's happening, and I just allow everything to be what it is. So I'm luckily, if a past thought's about to happen or a future projection is going to occur, I witness it as it's happening, which is really nice. And we could all get to that place. It's just knowing where that, you gotta know, or just be familiar with where it is, and then you can slowly hold on to it more and more based on what's happening. So
everything is a choice too. We can, as we witness something come up, we can choose to identify with it, or we can choose to not identify with it and move on.
Yeah, and just based on how it makes you feel. So if you want to go into that rabbit hole that is your thought within that moment, be aware of where you're going. You know, if I'm right now, I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, what time do I need to be at this shoot that I have at 6:30? Am I going to go into that thought process and then realize that, wait a minute, then I'm not in this moment anymore? Or just realize when I'm done having this conversation, I'll get to where I'm supposed to be at when I'm supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. That's a huge difference, you know, because then you stay within the current moment that you're in. And if you don't know how to stay within the current moment, again, it's just default to focusing on your breathing, or just observe something that's happening within the room, or say thankful, or you'll even notice that maybe someone will say something and kind of like bring you back into it. Because again, we're all just like a mirror reflection of our state of being. So if your intention is, I want to stay in the present moment, you'll notice and sit in conversations that you'll end up like defaulting back if you start to stray away. So we are our intention. So another practice is wake up every morning and set your intention. And for a good month, I would wake up with intention of wanting to love myself fully so I could have the ability to love others fully as well. And I would just say that to myself. And yeah. And then, it really, really is, because then you'd operate your day through that space, which is, to me, that's a really beautiful place to hold. Because I want to feel love always, and I want other people to feel love always. And if that's your intention, then you're going to just live in a state of love. And love isn't a fairy tale word. It isn't, you know, it isn't the tooth fairy. It's love is our base frequency. And you'll notice like dings start to happen when you say certain things. And that's just, we are light, and you get to witness it as it's happening. So
little winks from the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you recently launched Intent On and Taylor Cut University, which I think is so cool because, like I said at the beginning of this, I loved watching all of your different tutorials. So it really helped me.
Thank you.
So what motivated you to make this information available?
When I was even going through film school, I read a book about how to achieve a film look using DSLR cameras, because at the time it was the big boom was using these DSLR cameras to achieve film looks. And I would watch YouTube videos, or I would search certain things, because I was really into wanting to make my art be the most representative of how I was feeling. So I would search how do I color grade my video so it looks like this movie, or what microphone is best for trying to achieve this audio, or how do I add a second, and just that's what I was doing. And I've been fortunate enough to retain that information and then learn what fits for me and achieve a certain quality for what I'm making, to the point where people have recognized it and have said, you are someone that I look up to, and you're an inspiration, and all these amazing words. And so it is my greatest honor to then say, let's help other people, because I read my messages and my DMs of saying, I don't have enough money to go to film school. What would you recommend and I just thought to myself, if I could have a conversation with every person that wants to have a conversation with me, I would. And I would try my very best to give them as much information that I have as possible. So the best way I know how to do it is making a video. So I want to make videos that hopefully help people. And I know I won't be able to do it all in 6 videos, but I'm gonna continue to update it every month. And I'm gonna host live Q&As on the site as well. And if there's a topic that wasn't covered, they can ask me questions and I can dive more into a specific topic based on where you are within your skill level. But yeah, I just want to help, because if other people are living in a town that they have never left before and they want to learn how to travel, or they want to learn how to express themselves, or they want to learn how to tell stories, I would love to help them do that, because I would love if someone helped me do that. And I did have people help me do that. So yeah. And again, you only get what you give, and I want to give as much as I possibly can, because it's fun. It's fun to see other people being like, I am now in India filming this because you inspired me to do it, and now I get to tell this story. There's nothing I could hear that's better than that. So
yeah. Personally love your Explore preset on Lightroom.
Oh, yay, that's awesome.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool, and especially because, you know, as we create all this digital content and there's all these different creatives coming in, a lot of ego can be attached to it. So having somebody like yourself be able to come in and be able to bridge the gap for people that really want to learn how, I think it's really powerful. But on the other hand, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that either message you or are planning on subscribing for Taylor Cut University that have a lot of fear around creating and sharing their message. So how would you, or what advice would you give people that do have that fear and maybe are kind of stuck a little bit more in that ego state of mind?
It's the reason why you would be fearful of that is because you're scared of not being unique or not being accepted. The first point, if you're scared of not being unique, which is a major reason why a lot of people don't share, you know, why they wouldn't share their video preset or they wouldn't share their photo preset is because they think to themselves, that's what makes me. That's not true. One, what makes you is your lens, is the way you look at the world. And no one will ever look at the world the way you look at the world because no one's experienced exactly what you've experienced. So forget that notion. You will forever be your own unique perspective, and you will continue to share and tell your message the way that is, as long as you're intending to do it in the most truthful way possible. You can take inspiration from other people, but even so, it's still going to then be channeled through your lens. So even finding your quote unquote your own voice, your own style, that just comes with accepting who you are and loving yourself. And so when you are completely at peace and at home with who you are, then everything you do is going to be an expression of that, and it'll be very unique, and you'll tell it in a way that's never been told before. So hold that space. And then if you're worried how people are going to perceive it, what's the intention of you making it in the first place? If you're making it because you love to make it, the end. Make it because you love to make it, release it, and then let it go. And then continue to do that. Operate from that space. I know it's easy to get caught up now with social media because you get instant feedback and you're looking into a mirror directly and you have opinions, but anything that anybody is saying, vice versa, they're speaking into a mirror. So if they're saying something negative, it's something that they haven't dealt within themselves, and really has nothing to do with you. Your ego may get hurt, but we're not our ego. And the more you learn to disassociate yourself from your ego, then no one can say anything that upsets you, because they're speaking into a mirror. So if someone says something negative or goes, I used to like what you made better, I used to like what you used to make, I liked a lot more. I get that message all the time. And I just say, I hope the new stuff I make resonates. And if not, I hope you continue to be happy or create what makes you happy. Because if you're just sitting, the universal constant is change, will forever continue to change. And just continue to change and trust the direction in which you're changing with an intention to be as honest as you possibly can be. So if you're feeling sad, express that sadness without how someone's gonna perceive it. And if you're feeling happy, express that happiness without any fear of how someone's gonna perceive it. Because all you can possibly do is just be the truest lens and vessel that you are, and then continue to put that space. And then all of a sudden you'll look back and be like, whoa, look where I am now. Because you weren't even caught up with, it's, you know, it's the journey, not the destination. Yeah. So if you're so focused on where you want to go, you're never going to get there.
Yeah. I think also if we think about, you know, what our passions are, if you want to be a filmmaker and that's your lifelong passion, what's the rush at 23 years old, 25 years old? This is your lifelong passion, you know?
Yeah. Every moment is new. And if you're feeling the pressure to do something, then it's going to take you longer, because it's, creativity is like a faucet, and we're a faucet, and it can only run through us fully without any blockages. And if you're stressed, you're trying to have little drops come through and you're like squeezing so hard. It's the opposite. You got to open up fully and be okay and be at peace and let it come when it's supposed to. And then it will flow through you, and all of a sudden it'll be like a waterfall, and it'll just come, it's just effortless. And it's because you're not trying to control it and you're not stressed that it's not going to occur. You're okay with whatever it may be, will be, and then it flows effortlessly. And you'll start to notice how it flows effortlessly. And then you're doing it. Anything that's done with the intention of love is going to happen very smoothly. And it just, if you're not feeling the love within that moment, or you're not feeling the love while you're creating it, then yes, take a step back. It's okay. And then it'll come when it's supposed to.
Everything that you're saying, I think a lot of people are waking up to this notion and consciousness. I know it's very hard to define what consciousness truly is, because it is everything. And it's hard for us to wrap our minds around that. But When you started feeling this within you, what small steps did you take to kind of open it up even more and even more, even more, and allow and get to this place where it is an open faucet?
Being okay with whatever I'm feeling, because within the process of being your conscious awareness, which is just witnessing what's happening always, and being the witnesser of being truth is passing through you. Another powerful notion in Zen is that whatever you do, it's truth being done through you. So when you speak, it's truth being spoken, and when you look, you're looking with truth, and when you breathe, you're breathing with truth. And when you really accept that concept, then it fully opens you up to knowing that you're not doing anything, that truth is being done through you, and accepting whatever is going to come out, because it can be a very painful process. But yeah, if you have any negative past experiences, you're going to cry and be okay with crying, and you're going to release. You're going to release anything that you've ever held on to. So be okay with crying. Be okay with being vulnerable. Be okay with feeling the sadness, knowing that it's a wave. So, you're going to have peaks and valleys, but love the peak as much as you love the valley. You're not always going to be in a state of celebration always. So love the celebration, and then love the peace and the stillness and the quiet as well. So it's accepting and loving each moment as it's occurring, even if you're perceiving it as a down, because there is no such thing as a down. It's hills and valleys. So when you learn to love whatever you're currently feeling, what's currently happening around you, then you will forever be in a state of gratitude. And it's coming to accept that, and it's coming to accept all that you are, even your perceived negatives. Just love all of it. And it can be discomforting at times, because you'll feel alone, because there's a vast difference between loneliness and aloneness. Loneliness is the wanting of the other and feeling like you will be filled with the other's presence, and aloneness is being so filled with your own presence that you have the whole universe within you. So it's knowing the difference. I think there's a quote that the scariest place to be is alone within your own mind. So be okay with being alone within your own thoughts, and be okay with being alone, period, because you're never truly alone. You are connected to everything. And then, yeah, when you get to truly understand that notion, there's no fear, there's no sadness, there's nothing but happiness.
Yeah, that's where all the growth happens too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I know you gotta go, so just let us know, where can we find you, when can we get your book, and what are all of your links?
Yeah, so I'm on social media at Taylor Cut Films on every platform. That is my handle. And then my new website and platform is intenton.io. So it's the word intention, but with the I removed, and that's the slogan. It's removing I from the intention. And that I'll be continually updating monthly, new photo filters, new video LUTs, university courses, all new original content. Something I'm really excited about, the book is obviously on there as well. But something I'm excited about is if you follow me on Instagram, I've been creating Instagram stories, full edits almost sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, but they now are on my website and platform, and they're in full 4K high definition that you can watch vertically on your phone, which is the only place you can do that right now on the internet, to watch fully high definition vertical videos. So if you like any of the stuff that I've been making on my Instagram stories, you can go check that out, and I'll be updating that every week as well. So if you want new content, it's there. And then have a TV series coming out called Self Expression, which is kind of like a podcast, if you will, but it's like my travel type of videos mixed around speaking to one creative at a time. And that's why I was in Bali. I was shooting the first episode with Jack and Lauren, Do You Travel in Gypsy Lust? So the first episode should be coming out within the next couple weeks, and that'll be on the website as well, and going to be continually making new episodes of that. So yeah, excited for all of that stuff.
That's so cool. You're doing so much rad, innovative, creative stuff that is just so... It's so inspiring. I love it.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is a dream.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck with everything. I'm so excited to read your book, and I'm so excited to have to be able to share this with everybody.
Yay. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.